All right, so today we're going to take a deep dive into microsauce. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's kind of a fascinating corner of the software world.
Yeah.
And, we've got a stack of articles here,
Got
some
it.
research papers, and your notes to guide us. And, some of these entrepreneurs are doing incredibly well
Was
with
it
this
you?
model.
Yeah, it's quite remarkable. While traditional SaaS aims to be this comprehensive solution for a large market, microsauce kind of flips that on its head. It's about pinpointing a specific pain point and building a tool that addresses it perfectly.
Oh, interesting.
Almost like a craftsman creating a bespoke solution.
And that seems to translate to some pretty significant advantages. One of the articles mentioned lower overhead costs compared to traditional sauce. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Absolutely.
What specific?
One area where microsauce shines is marketing. So instead of these expensive campaigns aimed at a broad audience, you can often reach your niche directly through targeted content or partnerships. So it's a much more focused
Exact.
resource.
Think
Blog posts, webinars,
Okay.
collaborations with influencers within that specific community.
I see.
This not only reduces costs,
Yeah.
but it allows for a more personalized and effective marketing approach.
That makes a lot of sense. And in one of your notes, you mentioned something about a faster sales cycle. Why would that be the case with microsauce?
Because you're not trying to convince someone that your massive suite of features is the best thing since sliced bread. You're coming in with a solution to a very specific problem they're already aware of and actively seeking to solve.
I see.
This targeted approach streamlines the sales process considerably.
So you're kind of addressing that immediate need, which
Exactly.
makes the value proposition much clearer from the get-go. One of the things that really struck me in the research was this idea of stronger customer relationships.
Yes.
How does that play out in the microsauce world?
So with microsauce, it's less about transactional sales and more about cultivating a community. Since you're catering to a niche, you can engage more deeply with your users, understand their needs intimately, and build features tailored to their specific workflows.
So it's very much about that,
Exactly.
building that relationship.
It fosters loyalty and turns customers into advocates.
It's almost like building a tribe around your product,
Ishly.
united by that shared need and the solution you're providing. Now, in one of the articles, there's this story about a guy named Julian who built a tool specifically for e-commerce businesses that helps them optimize their product listings. What stood out to you about his story?
Well, what's fascinating about Julian's case is that he bootstrapped his business, meaning he built it from the ground up without external funding. So he relied on his own resources and skills
That's impressive.
to develop and market his product. And, he faced competition
Oh, I'm sure.
from larger, well-funded companies in the process.
So even without the resources of those big players, he managed to carve out a space for himself.
He did.
How did he pull that off?
By staying hyper-focused on solving his customer-specific needs and providing exceptional service.
Interesting.
Julian was incredibly responsive to feedback,
So he really listened to his
constantly iterating on his product based on user input.
customers.
Exactly.
Got it.
This customer-centric approach allowed him to build a loyal following.
It seems like that's a real key to this whole thing and achieve remarkable success despite the competitive
It
landscape.
really is.
His story really exemplifies that do one thing well philosophy. But it also made me wonder about the technical side of things. Do you need to be a coding whiz to build a microsauce app, or are there...
While a strong technical foundation certainly helps, the microsauce landscape has evolved to offer solutions for various skill levels.
Oh, interesting.
There are platforms and frameworks available that simplify the development process, allowing entrepreneurs with limited coding experience to bring their ideas to life.
That's encouraging to hear. So even if you're not a seasoned developer, you can still potentially create a microsauce product. But wouldn't you still need some technical know-how to maintain and update the app?
That's true. You'll need some level of technical understanding, but there are also services and resources that can help with those aspects. For instance, you could leverage managed hosting solutions.
Yeah.
Or work with freelance developers.
I see.
To handle updates and maintenance.
Okay.
Allowing you to focus on the core aspects of your business.
So there are ways to navigate the technical hurdles, even if you're not a coding guru yourself.
Exactly.
That's good to know. Julian's success is inspiring.
Yeah.
But I'm curious about the potential down that sets you apart and resonates with your niche.
It's about finding your edge.
Exactly.
That unique value proposition.
Right.
That makes you the obvious choice for that specific audience.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned scaling earlier.
Huh?
Let's say your microsauce takes off. Everyone loves it.
Okay.
What happens then?
Right. That's where things can get tricky.
Okay.
Expanding beyond your initial niche.
Yeah.
Might require developing new features, mm-hmm. adjusting your pricing.
Right.
Or even rethinking your marketing strategy.
I see.
It's a delicate balance.
So success brings its own set of complexities.
It does.
It's not just about building a great product. It's also about navigating those growth phases strategically.
Right.
One concern I had was the size of the niche itself.
Uh-huh.
What if the market is too small?
That's a crucial consideration.
Yeah. How do you assess the viability of a niche before diving in?
You need to research the market size.
Okay.
And potential for growth.
So are there enough people facing the specific problem your app addresses? Is there room for expansion within or beyond that niche?
Got it.
These are questions you need to explore thoroughly.
So you really have to do your homework.
You do.
Before investing your time and resources.
Yeah, it's about finding that sweet spot.
Right.
A niche that's focused enough to allow you to differentiate yourself.
Okay.
But broad enough to support a sustainable business.
That makes sense. Now, I want to touch on those real-world examples.
Sure.
Of microsauce businesses that we found in the material.
Yeah, they really highlight the diversity and ingenuity within this space.
Yeah, one that caught my eye was Scribe.
Okay.
It helps businesses automate their workflows by creating step-by-step guides.
Yeah.
Instead of manually documenting every process, Scribe does it for you automatically.
It does.
That seems like a huge time saver.
It is.
For businesses with complex procedures.
Scribe exemplifies the microsauce principle.
Yeah.
Of addressing a very specific pain point and solving it elegantly.
Okay.
They've identified a common challenge for businesses and developed a tool that streamlines that process significantly.
Then there's ZipMessage, which I thought was brilliant.
I like that one too.
Because it taps into the whole remote work trend.
Mm-hmm.
It allows teams to communicate more effectively
using
asynchronous video messages
instead
of scheduling endless Zoom calls.
Right.
You can record a quick video and send it to your team.
Asynchronous communication is becoming increasingly important.
Yeah, I can see that.
In today's distributed work environments.
Absolutely.
ZipMessage recognizes that need.
Yeah.
And offers a solution that promotes flexibility and efficiency.
Okay.
Instead of being tied to real-time meetings.
Yeah.
Teams can communicate at their own pace, which can boost productivity and reduce meeting fatigue.
It's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
And leveraging technology to make communication more seamless.
Right.
And then there's MicroAcquire, this platform where people can buy and sell microsauce businesses.
Right.
What does the emergence of a platform like this?
I think the existence of MicroAcquire is a strong indicator that the microsauce market is maturing.
Okay.
It suggests that building and selling these businesses
is
becoming a viable path for entrepreneurs, not just a hobby or a side project.
So it's like a whole ecosystem is developing around this model.
It really is.
Which is pretty exciting. It seems like Microsoft offers a different way of thinking about building a business.
It does.
In the software world.
It challenges the traditional notion that you need massive funding.
Yeah.
And a huge team to create a successful software company.
Right.
Microsoft empowers individuals and small teams to create impactful solutions and build sustainable businesses, often with limited resources.
It's almost like leveling the playing field for entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
So we've explored the advantages of microsauce, lower costs, faster growth, stronger customer relationships, and the agility to adapt quickly.
Yeah.
But we've also touched on the challenges like competition and the potential limitations of a niche market.
Mm-hmm.
What's your overall takeaway from all of this?
I think the key takeaway is that microsauce presents a compelling alternative to the traditional sauce model.
Right.
It allows entrepreneurs to focus on solving a specific problem exceptionally well.
Okay.
And build a sustainable business around that solution.
Mm-hmm.
while it's not without its challenges.
Of course.
The potential rewards, both in terms of financial success
right.
and the satisfaction of creating something valuable for a specific community, are significant.
It definitely challenges that go big or go home mentality
yeah.
that's often associated with the tech world.
Right.
You can create a meaningful impact and build a thriving business
absolutely.
By focusing on a niche
yeah.
and serving that audience exceptionally well.
Exactly.
Now, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Microsoft, mm-hmm. I'm curious what stood out to you the most from all the material we covered.
For me, it was the emphasis on customer centricity.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Every successful Microsoft story we encountered
right.
highlighted the importance of understanding your customers' needs deeply
okay.
and building a product that truly solves their problems.
So it's not just about...
It's not just about creating a cool app.
Yeah.
It's about providing a solution
right.
that makes a real difference in their lives or workflows.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
And it ties back to that idea of building a community around your product.
Absolutely.
If you're truly solving a pain point for people,
right.
they become more than just customers. They become advocates for your solution.
Exactly.
So as we leave our listeners to ponder this fascinating world of Microsoft, what's that one thought-provoking question they should consider?
If you were to create your own Microsoft app, what niche problem would you choose to solve?
Interesting.
What unique skills or knowledge could you leverage
okay.
to create something truly valuable for a specific audience?
Mm.
The beauty of this model is that it empowers anyone with a good idea.
Right.
And the drive to execute it,
mm-hmm.
to potentially build a successful and fulfilling business.
It's a fantastic question to leave our listeners with.
Yeah, I think so.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Microsoft.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
I hope so, too.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Devil
go learning and keep building.
Absolutely.
So it's almost like it levels the playing field for entrepreneurs.
Exactly.
So we've explored the advantages of Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
Lower costs.
Yeah.
Faster growth.
Right.
Stronger customer relationships and the agility to adapt quickly.
Yeah, for sure.
But we've also touched on the challenges,
mm-hmm.
like competition and the potential limitations of a niche market.
Right.
What's your overall takeaway from all of this?
I think the key takeaway is that Microsoft presents a compelling alternative
yeah.
to the traditional SaaS model. It allows entrepreneurs to focus on solving a specific problem exceptionally well.
Right.
And build a sustainable business around that solution.
Mm-hmm.
While it's not without its challenges, the potential rewards.
Okay.
Both in terms of financial success
right.
and the satisfaction of creating something valuable for a specific community
yeah.
are significant.
It definitely challenges that go big or go home mentality
that's
often associated with the tech world.
Right.
You can create a meaningful impact and build a thriving business by focusing on a niche.
Yeah, absolutely.
And serving that audience exceptionally well.
Exactly.
Now, as we wrap up this deep dive into the world of Microsoft,
yeah.
I'm curious, what stood out to you the most from all the material we covered?
For me, it was the emphasis on customer centricity.
Uh-huh.
Every successful Microsoft story we encountered.
Right.
Highlighted the importance of understanding your customers' needs deeply.
Yeah.
And building a product that truly solves their problems.
It's not just about
creating a cool app.
Right.
It's about providing a solution that makes a real difference in their lives.
Okay.
Or workflows.
That's a great point. And
yeah.
it ties back to that idea of building a community around your product.
Right.
If you're truly solving a pain point for people.
Absolutely.
They become more than just customers. They become advocates for your solution.
For sure.
So as we leave our listeners to ponder this fascinating world of Microsoft,
yeah.
what's that one thought-provoking question they should consider?
If you were to create your own Microsoft app,
okay.
what niche problem would you choose to solve? What unique skills or knowledge could you leverage
right.
to create something truly valuable for a specific audience?
Yeah.
The beauty of this model is that it empowers anyone with a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
and the drive to execute it to potentially build a successful and fulfilling business.
It's a fantastic question to leave our listeners with.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Microsoft. We hope you found it insightful and inspiring.
It's my pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep building.
Absolutely.